Track 8, and now we come to Letters to the Editor. And there are three this week. Praise to Players, writes Ray Fitzpatrick from Tynmouth. My wife and I saw the Variety of Villains show at the Pavilions Theatre on the 19th of September, a production performed by the Tynmouth Players, and what a fantastic show this was. We have seen a number of great shows at the Pavilions before, including tribute bands and other musicals, but this local production was spectacular. Great music, dance and lighting, with fun-packed sketches and an excellent performance by the entire cast. Tynmouth Players are a valuable asset for our town, and we look forward to their next production.
Mike Baldwin is a regular correspondent who lives in Thorverton, and he writes this week about Gaza. I've taken the liberty of editing his letter quite heavily, but I've taken great pains not to change its general balance and sense. He writes, Dave Lammy has stated that Israel is not committing genocide in Gaza, nor that any of the British-made parts for F-35 jets sold to Israel have directly led to breaches of international humanitarian law. In October 2024, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Palestine produced an extensive report listing Israel's actions amounting to genocide. Since then, almost 25,000 more people have been killed. The letter goes on at some length to identify other bodies who have concluded that Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinian people. He writes, the British government position appears to be that only the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, can rule on whether Israel has perpetrated genocide. They do this in the knowledge that a ruling will take years. However, the ICJ has already considered that there was a real and imminent risk that Israel's acts violated the rights of the Palestinians under the Genocide Convention. When the ICJ does determine that Israel has committed genocide, which given the evidence is inevitable, the British government will be held complicit in supporting that genocide. At the time of writing, nearly 65,000 people have been killed in Gaza, including more than 19,000 children. The British government will be held complicit in their deaths.
This letter is from Peter Scott via email, and it's entitled True Unity Cannot Include Violence. Unite the United Kingdom. Great idea. Let's do it, but not Elon Musk's way. On the 13th of September, March, he called the left the party of murder and claimed people on the left celebrated Charlie Kirk's killing. I've seen no credible voices say that. On the contrary, many condemned it. Violence has no place in progressive politics. Who on the left commits political murder? I can't name one UK violent radical left group. Charlie Kirk's killer was raised in an MAGA household and trained with guns. No left-wing link exists, yet Musk and Robinson present this as proof of a murderous left. At the march, Robinson echoed Musk, "Fight back or you die. Violence is coming to you." That is not unity, that is incitement. Three questions for marchers. Police were assaulted and not by the left. Will you admit that? With this march, Reform UK, GB News and billionaire tabloids amplifying your message, how is your free speech being suppressed? When the march's euphoria fades, can you still defend Musk's awful words or a foreign billionaire interfering in UK politics and trying to bring down the UK government? If you do, how can you claim to be patriotic? If we truly want to unite the kingdom, we can't base it on lies and violence. We must reach honestly across divides. Only then can we build a society we can all call on and mean it, the United Kingdom.